Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Ascension Sunday, and from Ireland, we hear from Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the order and now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled, With You Always.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. And he said to them, Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up snakes in their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and proclaimed the good news everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that accompanied it. I begin with a prayer for Ascension Sunday. Almighty God, fill our hearts, we pray, with true and lasting joy. Teach us to thank you again with reverence and love on account of the ascension of Christ, your Son. You have called us to arise with him. There, where he, our Maker and Leader, has preceded us in glory, may we continue to hope and long to follow. A brief introduction to the readings, then. Our first reading starts like this. In my earliest work, I dealt with everything Jesus had done from the beginning. What was that earlier essay that's been mentioned and who wrote it? It was the Gospel according to Luke. Now, in the Acts of the Apostles, Luke will give an account of the goings-on in the early years of the church community after Jesus is taken up to the Father. And as we already heard, the Gospel has a typically short account of it all from the pen of St. Mark. In between, if you do manage to attend the Eucharist this weekend, Paul is urging unity and agreement among all the disciples. So then my homily for Ascension Sunday, entitled With You Always. When we start imagining the ascension of Jesus, it's no surprise that our focus shifts upward, away from the hustle and bustle of the planet we inhabit. We might even feel we are being called to leave this earth also and rise with the Lord Jesus. Yet, strange as it may seem, the Lord Jesus, now in the heavenly world with the Father who sent him among us, strange as it may seem, Jesus is closer to us now than we might have ever imagined. He has returned to the Father after time on earth, but in important sense, he has not departed our shores. The risen Lord is in our hearts when we love another or others. He is on our lips when what we say is honest and is helpful to others. And as if that weren't enough, the Lord Jesus is as close to us as the person who needs support, who needs to be recognized and valued as human. If prostitutes and tax collectors were hated and devalued in Jesus' society in first century Palestine, how cruelly similar is the story in our own day of how society spits its worst in the direction of those who've already known exclusion elsewhere, who have been treated as animals and have perhaps come to our shores in search of humanity, of dignity, and of a chance to live. How far have I dropped, my fellow disciples? How far have I dropped, sisters and brothers, from so far from speaking of the risen Lord ascending to his Father, and now I'm speaking about our duty to show respect for each other on earth? And that's it. That's the joy of the gospel. That's the challenge of the gospel. We can use heavenly language now and then and imagine our Savior in glory, but it is the same Jesus we've come to honor and worship in church who pointed out that unless we look after the least of our sisters and brothers, we cannot claim to be looking after Jesus himself. The kind of religion Jesus had in mind when teaching his first band of disciples was not so much to do with getting everything spick and span in the synagogue. No, it had much more to do with finding those who need it and sharing our own bread, our own wine, with the have-nots. When a disciple of Jesus comes near a person who's been left behind by society or even by circumstances, then the Lord is there at that moment, in that encounter, that gesture of loving care. In moments like that, the risen and ascended Jesus is, as it were, even more fully among us still on earth. The men from Galilee, we heard, were invited by angelic voices to give up staring at the sky. Have no fear, they're reassured. He will return. And our day-to-day gospel sees us take the word and the message of Jesus to the hearts and the daily life of our fellows, whose human nature we, and also Jesus, share. St. Paul invites the disciples who lived in Ephesus to live the kind of life that their new name, Christian, hinted at. And it is the kind of life that sees us not just call each other sister and brother when we're confessing our sins to God, but rather the kind of way of life that sees us treat each other day in, day out as sisters and brothers, and invites by our generosity others too who've not yet heard of Jesus to get to know him and the wisdom of his teaching by how we treat our fellow men and women. The risen Lord then has not left us. Though, as we heard in the Acts of the Apostles, his mysterious appearances to disciples have stopped. It is he who underlines the word of this and other preachers by the saving presence of his grace in those special moments of our lives, not forgetting the courage and determination the risen Lord had instilled into his disciples' minds and hearts when he appeared to them and instructed them after the tomb had been found empty. Heaven lies ahead. For us, ascension into heaven will come when our own mission in life is done and dusted. Meantime, the message couldn't be easier on paper, but tricky as we know too well, tricky in real life. Love and care for one another. Love your neighbor as yourself, as much as you love yourself.